KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
More than 200,000 people living with HIV in KZN are said to be defaulting on their antiretroviral treatment. KZN Health says it wants to reduce this number and has urged people to take their medication. NewsWatch's Takani Mhlongo reports.
The Provincial Health Department says it plans to trace over 117,000 defaulters by the end of the year. It has advised people who experience side effects from treatment, such as fatigue, to contact their local clinic for help. Around 1.5 million people are on ARV treatment in the province. KZN is part of the newly launched Close the Gap campaign, aimed at reaching 1.1 million people across the country who know their status but aren't on treatment. In a statement, the department has warned that stopping treatment can lead to serious health risks and drug resistance. Takani Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Eteguini Mayor Cyril Xaba has urged soccer fans attending the Nedbank Cup final this weekend to avoid scams when booking accommodation. Making the remarks at an Exco meeting today, he's advised using trusted platforms and checking property details thoroughly. The mayor also welcomed the economic boost of the tournament's return, but has warned against fake ticket packages and fraudulent bookings. Public viewing areas will be set up across Durban to share the excitement of the much-anticipated match between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. And the NPA in the Western Cape says it will appeal the bail granted to Premier Soccer League general manager Ace Ngobo and his wife Salome. The Bellville Magistrate Court granted 50,000 and 30,000 rand bail respectively during the pair's appearance on fraud and money laundering charges yesterday. The Hawks' Zinzi Hani says the charges relate to a 15 million rand donation from Petro SA for school construction projects in the Eastern Cape 12 years ago.
Petro SA deposited money into their bank accounts, of which the money was not used for what it was supposed to do. It was diverted to other bank accounts associated with accused one, which is Andile Esingov.
And further afield, drones have struck the airport and knocked out power across Port Sudan. The strikes, which also targeted an army base, come a day after Sudan's main fuel depot was hit, causing a massive blaze. It's the third day that the Sudanese army-aligned government seat of power has come under attack. Rapid support forces, who've been battling the army for more than 2 years in a civil war, has not claimed the drone attacks. Air traffic was halted at the country's only airport still handling international civilian flights. Your top story this hour, KZN Health says it wants to reduce the number of people living with HIV who are defaulting on their treatment. More than 200,000 people in KZN are said to be defaulting on their antiretroviral treatment. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.